I'm your host, Greg Caponia. Today, I would like to welcome Ashley Laura. Ashley, we're welcoming you back.
Yes.
You are the Emmaus Main Street Manager and Manager of the Affiliated Chambers, the Lehigh Valley Chamber. That includes East Penn, Western Lehigh, and Southern Lehigh. And along with Ashley today is Jeff McElhaney, the Chair of the East Penn Chamber. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Jeff, let's start with you.
Sure.
When you're not chambering, what do you do?
Ooh, fair question. So I'm actually a certified financial planner. I own the Edward Jones office in Emmaus, right on the Triangle, right downtown there, hence the involvement with the East Penn Chamber. But when I'm not chambering, yeah, exactly that. I really figure out what's most important to my clients. I dig deep to understand that, and we go through our financial planning process and then partner with our clients for life to keep them on track. It's a really big opportunity, and it's a big honor to have that chance to really dig deep with the clients.
Jeff, since we have you in here.
Sure.
The stock market has, in the last 10 years, tripled or doubled. I mean, we all know that it's sort of on a tear.
Fair.
What does somebody like you tell a person when they know that this isn't going to probably continue? I certainly don't know, but and nobody does. So what do you do?
That's fair. Everybody's a little bit different. But at the same time, it's a really important part of making sure people are on track for the long term. And that's really our focus, high quality, long term investments. So yes, we're over 30,000 in the Dow right now, which is significant. It's a huge milestone compared to where we were 10 years ago. And eventually we're going to hit 40,000. Will we hit 25,000 before then? Maybe. We'll have a dip, but it's important to really understand every individual and make sure they're at the right allocation. And so that we have to understand their comfort zone and make sure every person's not taking too much individual risk. Ultimately, I'd be not greedy. If you don't have to take a lot of risk, we won't. But you can't just broadcast that generally. Everybody's a little different. Some people are open to taking a little bit more risk and focusing on growth, and others not as much. But that's where we really partner with people to understand them and come up with a customized plan.
And once again, your company is?
My company is Edward Jones.
And you are located?
Right on the Triangle in Emmaus.
Okay, we want to make sure people know who you are. When we were all talking with Ashley and Jeff, I did have a question. Why do you think we don't teach students how to invest or plan for the future? We're really good at algebra, but when it comes time, put it this way. I've got kids who are in their 20s, late 20s, gainfully employed. And the other day they asked me, what do I do?
That's fair. I have that question too. I don't know the answer to why.
Yeah, maybe we ought to be teaching some investing advice or planning for the future.
I'd say so.
But that keeps Jeff in a job, so.
And that's where we're digging deeper with folks, right? It's advanced planning that makes a difference with what we do as certified financial planners, not just the investing side. But with folks, it's the miracle of compounding interest over time. It's amazing what you can do if you budget. I've seen people on with their incomes not being that large, but they are able to save a significant amount just with the discipline they have.
So when you take this information and then you become a member of the chamber or the chair of the East Penn Chamber, how do you use your contacts or your affiliations to help the chamber?
Yeah, I'm glad you shifted over there. I appreciate you mentioning or digging a little deeper into what I do, but I'll actually just kind of shift over on the reason why I got into the chamber.
Yeah,
sure. It's to meet folks. Yeah, but that wasn't really the main thrust. It was really the background of wanting to help people in some way greater than myself. I've always believed in that. My background was actually in biblical studies and business. And with what I'm able to do is dig deeper in clients' lives. The chamber specifically, though, I think the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber does an incredible job of not just focusing on small businesses and membership only, but adding value to its members, connecting people. And I always like the saying, you know, we're not just a chamber of commerce, we're a chamber of the community. And in East Penn specifically, it's really well represented with that. When you look at the East Penn Chamber, and I shifted for myself to talk about the East Penn Chamber here.
Sure.
The community is represented with Emmaus, Lower Macungie, Upper Milford, and Albertus. And if you believe it or not, when you look at the Greater Lehigh Valley, Lower Macungie and that East Penn area is actually the third largest. Well, Lower Macungie specifically is the third largest township, even above Easton as far as population. We're the fastest growing area in the Lehigh Valley as well. And within the board, we have representation from all of the municipalities and townships, the East Penn School District Superintendent, Kristen Campbell as well. Other communities, we also bring nonprofits together. So we have representatives from Rotary and Kiwanis and Lions, but also other authorities and community organizations like the Wildlands Conservancy and Lehigh County Authority.
I've never seen a chamber that gets involved as much as the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber. Everybody associated with the chamber really works. This isn't a coffee clatch like some chambers are. People really do things here. You were just at a meeting this morning, weren't you?
We were. We had the entire board together. We talked about events for the future, et cetera. And I think Ashley has about 10 events going on this weekend. But we won't.
Yes.
Yeah.
Your footprint includes Emmaus, Albertus, Upper Milford, Macungie, Lower Macungie. Mm-hmm. We should probably recognize a few people who are retiring.
Yeah, we've had the Greater Lehigh Valley the East Penn Chamber partnered with the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber almost 20 years ago. And in that partnership were a few key members who recently retired from the board. We had Dale Dries from Dries Do It Yourself Center right in Lower Macungie there off Brookside Road. So I want to thank him for his support over the years and making the chamber and especially East Penn community a great place to be. In addition, we had Gary Rohrbach, who had Gary's Tree Service, but merged with Bartlett Tree Experts, mm-hmm. who also still is represented on the board with Brian Duvall. And I want to thank him as well. And then Mary Jo Surfass from Thermoplastic Valves, or TVI Incorporated in Emmaus. All strong community supporters, and we really thank them for their service over the years of giving back to the community and making East Penn a better place to live.
We mention these businesses and the people who are involved because if you're listening and need their services, we want you to take advantage of these businesses and give them business because they're great supporters of this community.
They absolutely are. So even though they're retired from our board, they're still involved in the community. They're still involved in the chamber itself. I recently went over to Dries Do It Center to pick something up for one of our events that he donated. So they're still very actively engaged and supportive of the community and our events.
Some of the world is run by nonprofits, it seems. You have a lot of nonprofits that contribute, even though that they're out raising money. It's amazing to me how many people really get involved. And it's a commitment, too. Now, tell me, if somebody wants to become a member of your specific chamber area, how do they become a member?
So typically, I'll meet with them as a chamber liaison and staff member, kind of understand what they're looking to get out of board membership, chamber membership, if they want to be a board member, a committee member, just a chamber member, and kind of how that all plays in together. So kind of seeking to understand what they're looking to get out of this so I can best suggest a place to be.
So you're good connectors in the community.
Ashley's a great connector within the community.
I try.
You are.
So in my role, I get to meet and engage with a lot of different types of people, so not just business owners, but our local government. And through those interactions, I learn about a lot of different things. So needs within our community, generosity from businesses, something businesses are looking to connect with. Just, it's really fun to see a need and be able to meet it.
I was going to expand on that because I missed the point earlier there in my tirade, but the point here in connecting people. Chambers in general, about 80% of their budget is normally membership. In our case, it's almost the opposite. We actually have about 20% membership. The rest is generated through events and value-added activities. And I think that makes us unique and different and just shows that the connections and networks that we build throughout the community in East Penn and throughout the whole Lehigh Valley are extremely valuable. And so there's a great opportunity to come out to. We had an event at Movie Tavern and just connected people through a couple different foundations. We had the East Penn School District Foundation. We raised money for them, and we also raised money for our own scholarship fund for East Penn students that are going to be future business leaders, hopefully in the community.
So, let's talk about the scholarship fund. There's two funds, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And so the money comes from?
So what we do for the East Penn Chamber Scholarship Fund, first and foremost, that was created a few years back by our prior chair, Kate Hart Zayats. And Kate Hart Zayats created it in with, of course, helping local students in mind. It was $500 at the time, and we gave a scholarship to one student. And we've grown that. Last year, we gave away over $2,000, and right now we're on track to be at $3,000 this year.
Mm-hmm.
So significant strides over the past 4 years. And we focus on, again, we have a committee comprised of a handful of folks that, and we had, how many applications last year, Ashley?
30?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So that's pretty significant.
Yeah, the need is definitely there. And it's fun to be able to see us grow our scholarship fund to be able to meet that need and give out more and affect more students in a positive manner.
So if a person wanted to donate some money, what would they do?
So twice a year, we have a fundraiser, a mixer fundraiser, where we'll go to a local business. We'll have music. There will be drink specials. So we advertise those through our Facebook page, and we encourage people to come to those. At our annual holiday luncheon, we hold a raffle, and we raise money from the ticket sales of the basket raffle. We also recently started Rocktoberfest. That's an annual festival in October, and a portion of proceeds from that will also go towards the scholarship fund. But if someone's interested in just generally donating, they can always reach out to me. We have an ongoing line item that we feed donations into.
And once again, if they want to donate specifically to you, they go to the website, the Greater Lehigh Valley website, and there's a drop down.
Yes. So within the business and diversity councils, we are part of the geographic regional chambers, and within that you'll find the East Penn Chamber, and from there you can find our contact information.
So if you're interested in either joining or making a contribution to the scholarship fund, that's the way you do it. Okay, so this welcome sign that you're working on.
Yes, so we have community welcome signs similar to Western Lehigh's in an effort to identify the smaller communities within the general East Penn footprint. We have partnered with local businesses to create and install these welcome signs. So we have a couple leading into Emmaus and Upper Milford, and they're sponsored by EBC Express Business Center, K Builders, Better Homes and Gardens, Valley Partners, and it's just a way for us to identify the smaller communities within our greater community.
It's always good to know where you are.
It is. And of course, again, the support from our local business owners is always appreciated within the community. If we can trace back to the scholarship side, the East Penn Foundation is also a really unique organization that's been created over the past few years, and we are supporters of that. Thought it would be an interesting one to talk about briefly. They focus on, within the East Penn School District, raising funds to help students in the STEAM centers, or essentially STEAM learning, so science, technology, education, arts, and mathematics. And I know it started just from humble abodes, just with a few thousand dollars in donations, but I know, because we partnered with them a couple weeks ago, that they brought in over $100,000 at this point.
Wow.
And those funds, teachers within the school district can go and apply for grants specifically in the STEAM areas, and then they can, within their school or in their classrooms, complete projects that are really practical. And so it's practical application versus perhaps just testing or things like that. I think it's unique. So you want to expand upon that a little bit, Ashley? Or?
Yeah, so this is something separate from East Penn Chamber. The East Penn School District Education Foundation is an individual nonprofit filled with community members, business members, with the goal of furthering STEAM education within the classroom through all levels of education within the district. And the reason that we as the East Penn Chamber partner with them is because we have similar goals and that we want to further the education of students. So we annually host a joint mixer together, and both funds raised from that will go towards both organizations' scholarship funds. They have their own set of goals and initiatives we are obviously supportive of. So recently, we learned that they supplied circuit boards to one of the elementary school classes just for students to have hands-on experience with basic level circuit boards.
Fantastic. We'll jump into more information about your area right after this break. I'm Greg Caponia, and you are listening to On Every Main Street.
Not only is becoming a WDIY member a great way to support the programs you love, it has its benefits. WDIY members have access to our weekly member ticket giveaway emails, discover great concerts, theater performances, film screenings, and more, all while supporting the many choices and real voices on WDIY. Make your gift today at 610-694-8100 extension 7 or wdiy.org. Thank you.
If you are a Golden Age folky and love the music of Woody Guthrie, Bob Dylan, Judy Collins, Joan Baez, and the Kingston Trio, WDIY is the place to be on Monday nights. From 7 to 9 p.m. on folk classics, all of that great music from the late 1940s to the late 60s will fill the airwaves, and we will welcome your ideas about the artists and songs you'd like to hear. Folk Classics, Mondays from 7 to 9 p.m. right here on WDIY.
For program support on WDIY, we thank ASAP Mailing of the Lehigh Valley, a locally owned and operated mailing and fulfillment company offering marketing and production solutions for your custom mail piece, taking your marketing project from idea to delivery, creating a program that meets your mailing, marketing, and fulfillment requirements. For more information, 484-285-0204 or asapmailing.com.
Welcome back to On Every Main Street. I'm your host, Greg Caponia, and we are talking about all things East Penn. We were talking a little bit about the STEAM programs. Ashley, you wanted to make one point clear.
Yes, so with our scholarship from the East Penn Chamber, not only does it go to students who are pursuing collegiate education beyond graduation, but it's also students just pursuing some type of furthering education. So we realize there's a shift in the norm. Students aren't just going to a four-year college, they're pursuing some type of furthering education, and we want to be wholly supportive of that. So there's no distinction between, there's no restriction in the scholarship application program.
Certainly.
Every time we have somebody come in from the chamber and they bring a person from the community who might have some technical jobs, they're always asking for more job applicants. It's incredible how many great jobs are out there for people who want to become more involved in technical projects. A lot of opportunity out there. And let's face it, no student debt.
Mm-hmm. That sounds great.
That's fair.
A lot of great jobs in this area.
No, that's a big need. And we have a lot of great organizations in East Penn that need employees that are within that area. So we have Mack Trucks and just to name one for now.
Yeah.
But on that, last year we even did a program at Lehigh Career and Technical Institute, and the demand is significant. And the other thing is East Penn School District, I think it's nice that they recognize folks with a graduation ceremony if they're entering the careers directly versus going to college. And you're right. You know, not only is there a big need, but they're coming out making a significant amount of money.
Yeah.
So let's encourage that.
Terrific. The Lehigh County Water Authority. We have good water here, don't we?
We do.
What is it? He just comes out of the mountains and everybody wants it. That's pretty much it, isn't it?
It's liquid gold.
That's my best guess. Yeah, it just comes out perfect.
Everybody wants our water.
We have a great aquifer. I mean, you look at that, and it extends to our neighbors at Western Lehigh up in Lehigh County there. But Lehigh County Authority is responsible for a lot of business up there. I mean, you have Ocean Spray and Boston Beer Company. Mm-hmm. The new ones coming in, of course, Dr. Pepper Snapple. Nestle's up there, but even more importantly within East Penn, you've got quite a few microbrews there and distilleries. Right in Emmaus, you have Funk Brewing, Yergi's, Triple Suns.
I understand that the water in the Lehigh Valley makes great beer.
Look at that.
Absolutely.
I couldn't tell you. Maybe I could.
The Wildlands Conservancy. Tell us what that is and how it works.
We have Scott Copes, a board member with East Penn Chamber with us, and has been a supporter for many years, and we did a program there. But they were founded many years ago And they changed names quite a bit ago, but their focus is really conserving land within the area, and they've conserved over 50,000 acres in the area,
wow.
which is significant. And they also have education programs and camps in the summer, which is a really unique thing to have. And being a chamber of communities, being part of these nonprofits and supporting these types of initiatives, I think is important. So we have a thriving business community, but protecting our land and our natural resources that we have, which are so beautiful and abundant here, is important too.
And it's good for tourism too.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So while the Wildlands specifically sits within the East Penn Chamber footprint, they service above and beyond mm-hmm. just the East Penn community. Recently, they'd partnered with South Whitehall Township to do the Jordan Creek Parkway. And I know they just do a ton across the entire Lehigh Valley with different municipalities to preserve green space and encourage people to get out and take advantage of all that nature.
A lot of businesses in the footprint of the East Penn Chamber. Let's talk about some of those. A lot of exciting things going on. Riverview Bank.
Yeah, Riverview Bank, originally from Harrisburg area, and they are making their way into Lehigh Valley. We're really excited to have them. They've already served as great partners for different events that we've had. Their first location is going to be South Cedarcrest Boulevard. They have a ribbon cutting coming up, grand opening, and they've served as our recent mixer sponsor mm-hmm. for the East Penn fundraiser that we held with the Education Foundation. They served as our sponsors for the full year for all of our fundraisers within East Penn and Western Lehigh. So they're looking to get really involved with the community. And one thing that it was great to see the benefit of the chamber play out in this situation, they are looking to provide a benefit to their bank clients in that if you sign up for a checking account, you get access to this app, and that app will give you discounts to different local businesses. Hmm. So with their connection to the Chamber of Commerce, I was able to connect them with different local small businesses, and it just like was a win-win-win for all parties involved.
When a new bank shows up in town, it's always nice because that means there's business.
Absolutely. There's plenty of banks in our area.
What about Hamilton Crossings?
Yeah, this
things are going great there.
It's phenomenal. They, I believe, came in about 5 years ago, and as of the past summer, they're at 100% capacity. AFC Urgent Care was the final puzzle piece to fit in there. So now they're at 100% capacity, and the property manager, Carol, is a great chamber partner. She officially sits on our Western Lehigh board, but because of where the Hamilton Crossings is located, falls within East Penn and Western Lehigh. So she's just a great supporter of all of our events. They're very engaged and supportive tenants that she has. So for certain raffle basket fundraisers that we do, she'll reach out to her tenants, and they're very gracious in their donations and engagement with everything the chamber does.
EBC.
Yes, they are Express Business Center. They're currently located in the Kohl's Shopping Plaza, but recently have purchased and are moving to a location on Hamilton Boulevard. They bought retail space, and they're going to be moving their operations to bigger and so they can expand and grow even more. I believe they've outgrown their little space already with how much they do.
It's great to see the growth. And talking about connecting in the chamber, one neat thing about that project is their team has only used folks that are chamber members just because of the diverse crew that's available out there, so contractors, et cetera. And their commitment to community, I think, is really to be exemplified.
Yeah, Murtaza is one of the co-owners. He's on our Ambassadors Council, and he's just all over the Lehigh Valley. He used to have a little smart car with a decal of EBC on the car, so you always knew where he was. But apparently they don't make smart cars anymore, so he's moved on. But he's a great chamber supporter. He'll come to tons of different events. Not sure how he sleeps.
I think there's a very interesting business in your footprint called Smooth On.
Yeah.
And not so sure a lot of people know about this.
No.
But if you've seen a movie or a TV show where there's, well, is it safe to say a disaster?
Sure.
Tell us what they do.
So Smooth On, they make different types of materials, but most notably that you'll recognize is exactly that. It's really Hollywood in our backyard. So the materials they make will often be used for Hollywood makeup. So if you see a zombie or, you know, maybe even Dorney Park's Fright Night, they use those types of materials to make it look like you have wounds or you've cut off your arm, perhaps. They also originally created, if you see somebody break a bottle over someone's head, they make that fake glass material. They also have classes for the community where you can go in and make molds and do different art classes. So check that out. And Trey Bianco, the owner, is a huge supporter of the community in many different manners. So we thank him for that and their team. And we're actually having a tour in April of that facility. So anything else on that, Ashley?
I would say they also recently, through our monthly tours, I learned that they also supply materials for surgical residents at Lehigh Valley Health Network. So if students need to practice sewing up wounds, I believe Smooth On is the one that supplies that product for them. But if you're interested in attending monthly luncheon, reach out to me. You can check out my email address on the chamber's
website.
I'm
interested.
Yeah.
I think it would be very informative, and we watch a lot of movies. We're great consumers of action shows.
Yeah, and even just the entrance to their building, there's a dragon on top of the building.
Right.
So it's just going to be entertaining, informative, and you're just going to realize how much goes on in our backyard that we might not know.
We can cover all of it.
Yeah.
I think it's important that we mention Air Products in your backyard because they're such a great community supporter.
So we have a board member on the East Penn Chamber Board, Michelle McGrath, who has served with us for a while. She also serves on the Public Policy Committee as a liaison to the East Penn Chamber. So, I mean, even just in the East Penn Chamber, we have great support from Air Products. But above and beyond, it's great to have them involved and just staying in our community. Yeah. I know that was a huge benefit.
They've obviously put an influx of millions of dollars into the local community, which is not to be understated. Their foundation is incredible. And we certainly thank them for their support in East Penn, but also the Greater Lehigh Valley. So it's great to see them staying here. And they've even given stockholder updates to the Greater Lehigh Valley. So Sefi's been out to give updates, and we appreciate their support. And
it's impossible to go anywhere in the Lehigh Valley and not run into an Air Products supports this sign.
It's true.
And so once again, thank you to Air Products. They help a lot of businesses in this area.
Yeah.
The weather has not necessarily been kind to Bear Creek, but Bear Creek, they've evolved.
They have. They've done great with what they've been given. So while there hasn't been the best weather suited for skiing and snowboarding, they've really developed and expanded their services to host cider and wine festivals, Oktoberfests, things like that.
It's just the destination itself, too. The restaurants are great. We have Gary Klein's, a board member of the East Penn Chamber as well. They're going to participate in Restaurant Week this year. And I know my wife and I are actually going to go over just for a small getaway weekend. They have a spa. It's really nice.
So they're not just a ski resort. It's a full resort, which is, I think, is really unique.
It's a 12-month resort now.
Yes.
Those aren't easy to create.
Right. And sustain. But
hats off to them. Let's talk about Restaurant Week.
So the first full week of March, March 1st through the 7th, 2020, we are hosting Restaurant Week across the East Penn and our neighbors beyond that. So we rally together local restaurants to come up with a prefix menu that showcases their whole menu, kind of the abilities of their chef and the wide expanse of what they're able to provide. And we do many different marketing avenues through that: print, social media, radio promotions, like you're listening to now, just to encourage community members to get into those businesses. And then hopefully beyond that week, return again and again.
Approximately how many restaurants participate?
Between 15 to 20.
Yeah, and we're hoping to grow that number. So.
Always hoping to grow.
Okay, so if you're listening in East Penn and you own a restaurant or work at a restaurant and want to become a member or a participant in Restaurant Week, once again, how do we participate?
You can reach out to me, Ashley L. at LehighValleyChamber.org. I'm sure you'll hear from our committee, too. We have a really strong committee led by Larry Delhagen, who takes charge of that and just really rallies everything together. So if you haven't heard from us by now, hopefully you'll reach out. But we'd love to have everyone involved. We just want to promote and support our local community.
We're such a strong community with that.
And who doesn't like to eat?
Right, of course. And we do have some great restaurants. Italian Grill.
House and Barn,
the Shelby.
There's way more than that. I know we're looking at that. But we're really proud to represent East Penn and the community. It's such a strong community. Again, one of the fastest growing in the area, one of the fastest in the Pennsylvania area as well. So we're a chamber of communities. We really are proud to support local businesses, our local governments, and our nonprofits, and bringing them all together to make a difference in the community and hopefully as a whole.
Well, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you for having us. This is great.
Once again, it's always very informative to hear about all the different communities that we have under the umbrella of the Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber. I'd like to thank Ashley Laura once again for coming by and talking all things chamber, and Jeff McElhaney. And don't forget, Jeff works at
Edward Jones on the Triangle in Emmaus.
Thank you very much for listening. My name is Greg Caponia, and you have been listening to On Every Main Street. Have a good evening.